So Phil, you're gonna be workshop is gonna be at 9:30 tomorrow morning. But tell us a little bit about yourself. You're born and raised in Minneapolis, or are you from?
No, I'm from Iowa.
You're from Iowa.
Yeah, I moved to Minneapolis in '83.
Okay.
30 and a half years ago.
And so, what's your background? Do you just play venues? Have you been teaching or things like that?
I've taught a little bit. I'm not doing that at the moment. I used to teach out of the Podium Guitar Shop in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm not teaching. I do mostly solo performing, though occasionally I team up with Tim Sparks, another great guitarist from the Twin Cities, for some duet gigs.
The best.
The best. And so what kind of venues are you playing in the cities? Or what types?
The usual range, everything from maintenance gigs in a restaurant to, some actual theaters.
What's a maintenance gig?
Well, you hire yourself out to a restaurant so that you can at least keep your repertoire up to snuff, even though two-thirds of the folks aren't listening.
Right. That's what most of our gigs are.
Yeah, that's what a lot of our gigs are. You know, it keeps us in shape for the time when we actually have a
Tofty gig.
A Tofty gig.
Where everybody is listening.
A Bluefin Bay gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, or an Arrowhead Art Center gig.
Right. So, how long have you known Gordon Thorne?
Since I moved to the Twin Cities, probably since about 83, 84.
Okay.
Yeah, he was playing in a little group with my brother at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little trio.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Because you seem to have a lot of history together, and I know you've been up here playing with him on a couple different occasions that I can remember anyway.
So. Yeah, we had a really nice gig last October at the Arrowhead Center
for
the Arts.
Right.
It's great that he's taken on this role of sort of an entrepreneur in the music booking staging.
Yes, and of course we want to thank him because he does, all the proceeds does benefit our radio station here. So Gordon's a very good friend of the radio station. We love having him on the air, whether it's just to talk or to play music. And he's just a great asset to the community and to the radio station. So a big thanks to Gordon for including us in on the Fingerstyle Masters Guitar Weekend there.
I think this whole Midwest area in Minneapolis really the healthiest for people like us who are kind of based in tradition, because in California there's a big fingerstyle community, but it's more like new age, I would say. It's not like based in this kind of, I think Minneapolis, man, I mean, there's you, there's Tim, there's Pat Donahue, there used to be Preston Reed, just like the best.
Yeah,
I wish I should live up there. But
there's Leo Kottke and
Leo Kottke, I forgot. Leo Kottke, am I? That's all the best.
There's a lot of, very good scene if your thing is acoustic fingerstyle guitar.
Yeah, I'd say the best.
Well, that's great. Well, why don't you play a little tune for
all right,
us here?
Well, it's a hard one to follow, but Eric mentioned Taj Mahal. I'm going to do this tune that was inspired by Taj Mahal's role in that movie Sounder, which was about sharecroppers down south in the 30s.
All right.
Taj's role in that movie was to stroll around with a really cool looking beat up National steel body guitar, or actually it was a wood bodied resonator guitar, and he would show up at people's shacks when they were feeling bad about something that had happened or some injustice, and then he would start playing his instrument, his guitar, and everybody would get happy and start dancing. This is a tune that was inspired by a scene in that movie.
What's the name of it?
Pardon?
What's the name of it?
I call it Hedgehog Hedge. Thank you.
That sounded great.
Oh, good.
Really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, really
I wish
good.
I had played that one instead.
Oh, I don't know, Eric.
That's great.
That's where it demonstrates my specialty with first position chords.
Well, it was a perfect first position chord. I just love that. It sounded very good. And so once again, you guys are going to be doing a couple of workshops tomorrow down at Bluefin Grill in Tofty. Phil, you're going to be starting at 9:30 and Eric at 1:30. And then at 7:30, the concert...
1:30, I think I'm starting, aren't I?
Well, I say 1:30.
12:30.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We'll say
after a lunch break.
After a lunch break,
Eric will start his workshop.
And if you want to attend the concert at 7:30, I just know in your previous years, it has sold out. It's a limited number of seats, but so get there early to make sure you get a good one. And I know it was standing room the last couple years I've been there. So
cool.
Make sure you show up and get to it because, and people, like, they are listening at this one. I mean, it's just amazing how people really tune into it. And I think people in Cook County really kind of really focus on this stuff and enjoy it. And
it's got
just
a great
really
scene
enjoy
out there
it. It is very good. So, boy, if we could trouble you maybe to play another tune together.
Let's do the other one we practice.
Okay. Then we got to go home and check our traps, Phil.
You know, I just want to say, too, that on your website I saw that you... one of your most spectacular moments in life was catching a 21-inch brown trout. Is that right?
The important accomplishment.
The important accomplishment.
Yeah. I was just telling Phil about that story. It's a great, yeah.
Because we've got some trout fishing up here. You'll have to come back in season and do a little fishing. So.
Well, tell us about it.
I heard about it on the drive up. All about it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, give us a, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the story is kind of like. How do I explain this, Phil? I have a very close friend. I had a very close friend who passed away in September, and he was a teacher to me. He taught field biology and fly fishing at Penn State. He's a world-renowned fly fisherman, and his name was Vance McCullough. And he was truly a good friend of mine and a mentor, and I met him when I was 18 and taught me how to fly fish. But my punishment was is that I had to take his youngest brother, who's my best friend, fly fishing. So it was on our experience one day fly fishing, and his name is Jeffrey. And I'll try to put this into Cliff Notes. We went fishing, and I had Jeff fish underneath the surface with a short line, and I was fishing on top of the surface with dry flies, which is a lot more romantic looking, what you people dream about. But if you don't know how to fly fish, it would be an exercise in futility to try to dry fly fish. So I go down the stream and I put on what I think is a good lure for him, and we're on opposite sides of this pool, and I catch four trout right away and on the dry fly, and my friend is laboring and just having the heck of a time, and he thinks that I've given him the bad lure, you know, and he says, Eric, let's just go upstream. We're not catching anything here. And I said, Jeff, you're just not listening to me. You got to keep a short line, you know, keep your line out of the water, keep, you know, and he had to snap it in there. So I take his fly rod, right, and on my first cast, I put it in there, and I see a huge arc, and I start reciting the first lines of Moby Dick, which is, my name is Ishmael. And so it's something we've always remembered, and it was a huge trout on the first cast, 21. Wow. And I told him, because this isn't a fish story, I said, Jeff, you know, when you catch a fish like this in a small stream like this, this is something that has to be documented. So it was a documented catch. And so I don't know what the moral of the story is, except you got to trust that your friends are looking out for you. And because I was.
Right.
And I was giving I gave him the right lure. I wasn't trying to fool him.
Right. I like that. And that's a nice size fish.
That is. Boy, Phil, let's give it a shot. This is a Doc Watson song. I got a really funny Doc Watson story.
It's actually a John D. Loudermilk song, isn't it?
It's a John D. Loudermilk, and he wrote it for Chet Atkins, but Doc was the one who made it famous.
Yeah, and I bet Merle Travis played it too.
Yeah. The last time I met Doc before he passed away, it's a very funny story. He was, I won't so call him cantankerous, but he was very funny guy, and I went, and he was in his green room, which was my
classroom at the Old Town School, and I said, Doc, it's really wonderful seeing you. And he did a song in open D, which is a tuning, called The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. And he did it on the solo 12 string. It was the most amazing thing I ever heard. And I asked him, I said, Doc, you know, that was just wonderful. It was an open D. He says, oh, son, I said, you know, I never recorded that song. I said, yes, you did. He said, and he's with his entourage, kind of making fun of me. He says, well, I know what I recorded, boy. I recorded that three times. And he went to the people. He said he recorded it with the banjo. He recorded flat picking. And I didn't want to give in. And I said, well, Doc, I said, you know, I got a recording of you playing it. You know, what album is this on? And so I play the recording for him. He goes like this. He said, boy, I don't like being put in my place, but I sound pretty good, don't I?
That's pretty nice.
It's nice. Great, yeah.
I like that.
Here's my E, where's your, or my low string, my G.
Am I off?
You're a little sharper then.
No, that's Dan Capo.
Right? Okay, like, and you give me the orders. Here we go.
Pretty darn good, you guys. Yeah, Eric Lugosch and Phil Haywood are going to be playing tomorrow night at the 4th Annual Fingerstyle Masters Concert at 7:30, and also be doing some workshops at 9:30 and then right after lunch. Yeah, I encourage you to go down there and take that in. Of course, Gordon Thorne of Finland, Minnesota is putting that all on. And you guys want to thank you so much for coming in and spending your time with us.
Yes, thanks a lot.
It's just been great and playing music for us, and just can't thank you enough for coming on in. And good luck tomorrow in your workshops and the show tomorrow night. Thanks much.
All right, thank you.